You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, our guest takes us on a tour of utopian communities from the American past.
First, when was the last time you found yourself staring at the little triangle on the bottom of a plastic container to figure out how to recycle it? Well, it may come as a surprise that the System of Numbers, which is today a global recycling standard, originated here in Wisconsin.
In a new children's book, our guest, Elise Moser, tells the story of Wisconsinite Millie Zanto, who kickstarted plastic recycling in the 70s after noticing tons of reusable garbage dumped into the overflowing landfill in her town, Sauk City.
Writer Elise Moser joins us in studio now. Her book is called What Millie Did, The Remarkable Pioneer of Plastics Recycling. Elise, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, this is not someone that I had ever heard of and a story I'd never heard before. How did you find out about her?
I found out about her kind of by accident. I went to an environmental information day in Sauk City, and somebody mentioned that the woman who invented the recycling symbol was from Sauk City. In fact, she, as you said, invented the system of numbers inside the triangle, but close enough. And I was kind of new to the area, and I thought, well, everyone must know this. I just don't know because I'm the new girl. But when I asked around, I found out that nobody knew, and I thought everybody should know.
And so you've told her story in a children's book. Why a children's book in particular?
Because my first thought really was kids should know a woman did this. I was surprised. First of all, it never occurred to me somebody had to invent that because I just never thought about it. But then I thought, you know, women's accomplishments are often not as visible as they should be, and especially in the area of science, technology. And this was a big thing. I thought boys and girls should grow up knowing women do these things.
And it sounds as though she got the little first germ of an idea on a trip to Japan. You write in the book that she was there as a volunteer sort of ambassador for the International Crane Foundation, which in itself sounds like a cool story. But what did she see in Japan?
She stepped out of the place where she was staying every morning, and there were little bundles on the curb. And every day the bundles were different. And she started to realize day after day that what she was seeing was little bundles of recyclable materials, but separated by type. And that's when she realized that it was recycling, and it made an impression on her.
So she started working on a project to recycle and come up with a system. And at some point along, of course, she had to buy an industrial grinder. Now, here's Millie. Here's her voice in a 2012 interview describing picking up this giant grinder from a factory in Chicago.
They just died laughing when they saw us. That made their day. Loading that plastic grinder in the back of the truck, it weighed a ton. We were both so busy. When we got into it, we went all the way. I mean, we did everything.
That was 6 days a week.
Right. And then if we had a good March wind, it was 7 days a week because I chased the stuff all the way up the highway as it blew away.
Incredible story there about purchasing that first grinder. Sounds like people were laughing at Millie and her friend. And it's a funny story, but it's also remarkable because there was a lot of sacrifice involved in what they did to get that grinder.
Yes.
What happened?
They needed $5,000 and they didn't have it. So Millie convinced her friend, who you heard in that clip, Jenny Ale, who still lives in now Prairie du Sac. They cashed in their life insurance policies to get the money. Millie later said, well, we knew we didn't need the money. We didn't need the life insurance right away, but we needed the money right away. And so they cashed it in.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about Millie Zanto from Wisconsin, from Sauk City, and her pioneering efforts in plastics recycling here in the United States. We're talking to Elise Moser, who has a new book out about her, a children's book. And you got to meet Millie before she passed away, but not very long before she passed away.
Nope. It was a real amazing fluke. I went to, I had been looking for her and I couldn't find her, because I realized later that people kind of disappear when they go into a nursing home. There are no traces anymore out in the world. And I found her by accident. I was going to visit another friend, and she was there, and I knocked on her door and introduced myself, and I said, can I come back one day and interview you? And she said, well, why don't we just do it right now? And I found out later that her illness was advancing, and that may have been her last lucid day.
Wow, that's an incredible story. And did she, at that point, have a sense of sort of the history and the magnitude of what she'd done, what she'd created?
I think she did. For a long time after she stopped being actively involved in the recycling business, she was invited to come visit communities all over the United States and much further afield, China, Mexico, to help other people set up their recycling systems. So she knew that what she had done had triggered a worldwide, the worldwide capacity to recycle plastics.
I think now we think of recycling, oh, it's just one of those household chores. It's like taking out the garbage or doing the dishes. Can you talk about, there's the numbers and the other things that she did, that she created, that are now just part of the background routine for us now?
Well, the main thing is the system of numbers. They're called resin codes. And so when we think of plastic, we think of it as if it's just one thing. We only have the one word for it in the vernacular. But in fact, plastics are many different kinds of things. Chemically, they're different from each other, and you can't melt them together, which was why nobody had been recycling plastics before Millie figured out an easy way to separate them. And so it's that system of numbers. I mean, Millie figured out an entire system. She figured out it has to be sustainable from a financial point of view. She convinced somebody to figure out how to manufacture things out of the recycled plastic. She figured out how to make the system work from one end to the other. But it was the numbers, the system of resin codes that made it possible globally.
And she also discovered that you couldn't create things like this, start a movement in a vacuum. It sounds like she partnered with schools and local businesses and got everybody sort of on board and tried not to step on toes. What was her relationship with the community like?
Well, this whole thing happened because she was so connected to her community, and she really activated the community around her to be engaged with this. When she first started, she knew she wanted to collect not only plastics, but also paper and aluminum. But she knew that there were Boy Scouts in Sauk City who were collecting newspapers for recycling, and so they would not collect newspapers in places where they were in competition with the kids. There were kids also who were collecting aluminum, and they collected enough to buy a microscope for their school. So Millie was careful. She was more interested in making the whole idea work than in succeeding in having, you know, the most.
And Millie passed away a couple years ago. You shared with us a picture you took of a bench that's in downtown Sauk City that commemorates her life and her work. Oh, we've got that picture, by the way, on the Central Times show page on WPR.org. Can you tell us about the quote that's inscribed on it? Waste is not waste until it is wasted.
Right. That was one of many pithy sayings Millie had. That was the root of her philosophy. You know, she grew up during the Depression. She grew up on a farm in Oklahoma during the Dust Bowl years. When she was a kid, they made or grew almost every single thing that they used or consumed. And so she understood that it's a waste if you throw something away. But just because it doesn't do what it was originally meant to do, if you can find a way to reuse it or recycle it, it's not wasted.
She sounds like an incredible person. And we're going to give Millie the last word. Here she is from that same interview in 2012, 2 years before she died.
My folks always said, use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without.
The voice of Millie Zanto. And Elise, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was Elise Moser, the author of What Millie Did, the remarkable pioneer of plastics recycling.